You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, the Binge Gamecast.
The Enrichment Center is required to remind you that you will be baked, and then there will be cake.
What time is it?
You disgusting motherfucker!
It's the Binge Gamecast! With your host, Kupka!
Oh my god, you suck.
Movie Freak!
Is this a list of things I did to your mom last night?
And Bash.
Oh, look! Assholes!
Welcome to the Binge Gamecast. I'm Kupka. Over there, that's Bash. Over there, that's Freak. And fuck you if I came in late. I needed to go get something. What's going on, guys?
Good day.
One can use that phrase. I won't. What's going on, Freak?
Not much, man. I got some interesting game news this week. Obviously, we got a console that dropped, so I think we'll be talking that a little bit and a couple other things. So, yeah.
You guys did a pre-order, from what I hear.
Before we get into that, I want to go on a bitch fest because I'm in a mood. So anyone who enjoys fucking Angry Kupka on the fucking
podcast.
When
aren't you in a mood?
If you paid attention to anything on Binge Media Fantasy Movie League Facebook group, clearly I haven't been in a mood for a long time. So, fuck off. Anywho, fuck Microsoft and her fucking up of Skype and its goddamn interface. Seriously, I understand wanting all your apps and shit to follow this goddamn Windows 10 platform and look and feel and all that goddamn nonsense. Fucking great. I get it. You know what? You can leave the goddamn settings button and the goddamn settings in the same fucking position. I have no idea how to pull up my goddamn contacts because apparently now they're a separate goddamn window I got to go into. So, fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, aggravating.
You know, obviously you guys know I'm primarily a Mac user at home. I log into my computer or my PC for, you know, remedial shit or gaming or anything like that. The other day, I think it was Sunday, I turned it on, was going through some updates and stuff. I was actually testing out a little bit of PowerShell script, and the computer started up, everything was going fine, and then I got this barrage of Skype, not even updates, just notifications of conversations that we've had on Skype, you know, for the last, I don't know, month. I must have had, I don't know, over 100 notifications that I could not stop. Like, they just kept coming in. It's bad app creation. Like, I don't understand why, first of all, those messages saved there, and second of all, why isn't the Macintosh version and the phone version of the app talking to the one that's on Windows 10 and saying, this person doesn't need these notifications? It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It happens to me when, if I don't delete my conversations, and what typically happens is I'll do an app update or whatever, because everything's an app now. There's no more programs. They're called fucking apps. That's another fucking topic of discussion that we may or may not get into later. Anyway, the fucking update, it creates a resync, because apparently these goddamn programmers have been fucking programming Windows for how many fucking years now, can't get their shit together, so that shit doesn't happen. So yeah, you get a resync and then everything's fucking new. It's like, it's basically keeping an Outlook, folder on the web, you know, you leave a copy in the cloud or on the server, so in case your fucking local Outlook file fails, and then you resync to it and you get all the fucking old emails, it's the same shit. How you can't fix that, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Welcome to the Grumpy Old Man Technology Podcast.
Oh, fuck. It's not even that. It's fucking the guys who grew up with this shit, knowing full goddamn well all of this should be a thing of the past. It should all be a goddamn thing of the past at this point. We've been playing in beta long enough for at least the past 3 to 5 years with our fucking software and our goddamn hardware. You'd think they'd have it right by now.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I'm there with you. I fucking, you know, part of my job now is, you know, app compatibility with certain platforms and things like that. And, you know, upkeep at the shop, making sure that things are running or that the programmers can do what they need to do. And there's a guy in a cube next to me who has been working on this one fucking app. I can't really go into what it does, but basically he gets 50 calls a day from this one team of programmers trying to fix issues that arise with this app, which is basically just SQL code interfacing with insurance policies and all this other stuff. The guy, look, he's a Rams fan, so already he's a glutton for punishment. But besides that, he just fucking, he just has the worst time trying to do this shit. And I don't understand why programmers have to make everything so different and specific when there are simpler solutions for things. I guess what I'm saying is, fuck programmers.
I was going to say, is the app an app that can tell whether it's a dick pic or a picture of a hot dog?
If it was, I feel like the code would be a lot shorter. So,
I'd have to agree with you on that, and I hate programming. Those that program to write their own shit do not belong at the level where people are writing for code that already exists. There's a reason you learn a language. It's that so you can utilize the engine that runs the language. Don't fucking deviate. If you want to create some proprietary shit off-site somewhere, go right fucking ahead. But if you're dealing with the fucking efficiency and necessity to fix a problem in an office environment, corporate environment, you fucking do it the right way.
Right.
Right. Oh, I'm looking forward to jumping feet first into this when I go back to school next month for web design.
I swear to God, Bat, if you start writing HTML files and you add the L to the end, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Hee-hee!
And you hurry the fuck up because we need a goddamn web designer on this fucking website. So yeah. Hurry the fuck up. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
I still don't believe that out of how many likes and fucking fans we have out there that there's not one goddamn programmer. Not one. The odds are against us.
Right. Right. So
I'm working on it.
All right. Well, in other news, we did play some games and some shit has happened in the gaming world since the last time we talked. So
Let's start with news first.
What do you got?
Since you guys both beat Mass Effect Andromeda, right?
No, I tapped out halfway through.
Kupka, did you beat it?
Yes.
Word broke out this week that EA has officially said, fuck this game, they will not be making any single-player DLC.
Oh, that was announced, like, a while ago, I thought.
No, they've officially, in an email, a letter to the fans this week, said there will be no DLC.
So they leaked it about a month or two ago to prepare us for today. So, yeah. Okay, whatever. It doesn't surprise me, and you know what? That's also because of Ark? Is that the one that's all fucking badass?
Yeah, that was the one that kind of blew everyone's doors off at E3.
That's what they're working towards, and whatever. They completely destroyed any possibilities of continuation of what could have been an amazing fucking franchise. Instead, it's a pretty goddamn good one, and that's a little disappointing. But you know what? I have other franchises to fall back on, so I'm not that broken up about it.
Yeah, it's a shame. I feel bad that I gave up on it, but I just don't have any reason to go back to it. You know, it totally lost me, and the game is it looks great. I'll be honest with you, I will boot it up for, you know, when the Xbox One X comes in and have it on the 4K TV, just to see if it's, you know, I know it's not officially enhanced, but if it improves it a little bit, that'd be great. But, you know, I'm not going nuts for the next Mass Effect game, because unfortunately all the things that I really love about Mass Effect, they kind of got ripped out of the new one, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I'll probably grab it when I eventually get it as a Humble Bundle, because they'll throw that, from the sounds of it, they're going to abandon this game. They'll throw it in a Humble Bundle or some shit real soon.
Right.
Oh, it'll be, I mean, is it not on Access yet? I thought it was.
I'm not sure.
Not to my knowledge.
I know it has dropped really cheap recently, so it's only a matter of time. You know what? It might be one of those that they try and pull that fucking cock tease out and throw that as a Game Pass game, because you see Mass Effect and most people who haven't played it are going to think, oh shit, really? No way. And jump on it. And then realize the disappointment that we all felt when it came out.
Right. So yeah.
So, in other words, news, the trailer to Shenmue 3 dropped, the preview trailer. So this was the Kickstarter for the much-loved, long-promised Shenmue 3. Did you guys play Shenmue 1 and 2 back in the day?
No.
That was a Dreamcast joint. Very much kind of the precursor of what eventually evolved into the Yakuza games.
Okay.
So basically, beat them up, lots of mini games, go to the arcades, play freaking Hang On, all that kind of shit. I love Shenmue, so I was excited to see the trailer. Very early, we haven't seen much gameplay yet, but that looks kind of cool. Other news: Horizon actually is having an easy mode patched into the game.
Horizon Zero Dawn or Forza Horizon? Yes.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Okay, interesting. An easy mode? That.
In easy mode, yes.
It's not a particularly difficult game. I mean, the difficulty with that game, for me at least, came from the fact that, like, it, you know, it's some resource management, but amidst a battle, you need to find windows of opportunity to make your weapons to use against the bosses.
While you're battling the bosses?
Yeah. It's really fun.
Sure.
Because what you do is, like, all your weapons are this weird Viking futuristic mix of, like, a tech-based nature infused thing. So like you'll have a crossbow, but like a slingshot crossbow, but it'll shoot fire bombs that are made out of metal. So like you'll get scrap metal and you'll get some trees, and in the middle of the battle you bring up a little like radial wheel, and everything slows down to like bullet time, so you have a minute to allocate your resources and you know, make the weapon on the spot. That's nice. Really fucking weak, man. Somebody needs an easy mode for that fucking game.
Apparently people were complaining.
It's fucking, in the words of a very funny video featuring a little kid, fuck it, people.
PC.
I gotta pause you for a second because I gotta complain about something again.
Okay.
literally at what time we got here? 5:57 p.m. Yeah. My time. I purchased from BestBuy.com for digital delivery, a $25 Xbox gift card. It is now 6:13. I have yet to receive my fucking order for a digital gift card.
Fuck that.
It's digital.
Yeah, that's.
I'm supposed to be sitting here right now contemplating Prey, Evil Within. Prey, Evil Within. Get both, spend a little money. Like, that should be my thought process right now. Not, where the fuck is my gift card?
Shouldn't be that difficult.
No.
Life shouldn't be that hard. And also, no. I would advise you let a brother know what you're doing there. So.
Oh, but believe me, we were going to have an after talk or after air discussion to iron these things out.
Fair enough.
Believe there will be a communal gathering once a week to discuss the digital purchases of Microsoft products.
Can't imagine why.
And I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, no shit. What else you got, Batch?
For people on Steam, Brink is now free.
Oh, all right.
So fans, what's that? That Bethesda game?
Yeah, that was much touted after Skyrim.
Yeah, so it does not look like it's free to, like free to play with microtransactions. I think they just made it free because isn't QuakeCon this weekend?
Yep.
So probably a gift from Bethesda to the fans. So go get that shit right now if you are on Steam.
Isn't and maybe this is in your next spot, but isn't Shadow Warrior also free on Steam right now?
I know it was.
I felt like I read that earlier today. I think it is.
I think. Humble Bundle was giving that away like last week or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I grabbed this is a while ago, but the 1 and 2 or 2 was on sale for like $30 with a free copy of 1 on Xbox, so I just grabbed it there.
That's a fun game. I've never played that before.
Which one?
The Shadow Warrior.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever have you sunk some time into that? Or
no, I don't think I have. I kept hearing about it, but and then yeah, when it showed up free, I got excited because I believe I heard about it.
A gory as hell sword combat kind of game where you hack off limbs and things like that, and the guy swears every 5 minutes. So it's almost like a Samurai Duke Nukem kind of type of game.
Did you guys ever play Wet for 360?
No. Yeah, that was the one that Eliza Dushku was the voice of the main character.
That was awesome because that was the samurai style, bloody as fuck. like forced you to do 100 combos because that's just how you got through the level. A lot of fun.
Interesting.
So this sounds similar. So I'm in.
Other news, there's a really good new horror Humber Bundle starting today. So pay what you want. You get Dead Age, Dread Out, Keepers of the Dark, and Lakeview Cabin. $6.35 gets Layers of Fear, Alien Isolation, and Five Nights at Freddy's Sister Location. And $10 will get you all that in Dead by Daylight, which I keep hearing is fairly decent. Like it's like Friday the 13th, that game, but good.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so it's going on from Humble.
And they still have the 2K bundle going on, right? That PlayStation one?
Fuck you guys. We were just talking about PlayStation bundles and how I don't think I've ever seen an Xbox one.
Yeah, it's bullshit. And this bundle sucks, too, because it's just... I mean, it's got one PS4 game, but it's mostly Vita and PS3. So
yeah, right. I'm tempted to pay the buck just to get XCOM and Civilizations for my Vita.
Yeah, if you've got the Vita, it's worth it. But, you know, the only things you get here for PS4 are... Okay, so you get Battleborn, and you get XCOM 2, which
That's not even the full version of Battleborn. It's just in-game money for Battleborn.
Oh, that's bullshit. Fuck that bundle then.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm all set there. But I know Gamescom is going on right now. I actually was doing a little bit of reading earlier today in prep for the show. I found two games that sounded kind of cool.
Cool.
One of them is called Immortal Unchained. I couldn't find a whole lot about it, but the log line said, announcing Immortal Unchained, a new Souls-inspired shooter. So I'm fucking in. Watched the little trailer that they had. It didn't really show much, but it does seem like they're taking the Souls model, it's sort of inspired by those games, and applying it to a futuristic shooter. I'm down. I love that game.
Third-person action shooter with a hardcore RPG.
Right.
Immortal Unchained is a hardcore action RPG set in a dark sci-fi universe, a unique take on a well-known subgenre, blending a third-person action shooter with a hardcore RPG. So you're seeing the dude's eyes glow, you're seeing digital architecture, you're always chained up. I mean, graphically it'll be fucking badass. That's talented. Can't be all you get. Alright, you're out in the other world.
Yeah.
Looks sci-fi, looks good. That's it, huh? That much of gameplay, and then you just go to coming soon. 2018.
Yeah.
Jack, I believe at any point, like, you could take any game, like, put Harvest Moon, but make it Souls, and you would play the shit out of that.
Probably would. I just appreciate the game style, man. I like... I'm telling you, like, I get it when people have an issue with these games, but I really feel that it's, like, the last great challenge in gaming, and it applies to, like, a lot of these awesome games. The Surge, that's another one. I've had that loaded on my PlayStation for a while. Haven't touched it, because I know what I'm getting into with that, you know? It was described as Dark Souls, but a little bit futuristic with mech suits. So I know that that's going to be a grind. I got to memorize the levels. I got to be very specific about what I'm doing, the items I'm using, blah, 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 blah. But I will fucking love the shit out of it, you know? So yeah, bring it on, man. Fucking Super Mario Souls. I'll do that shit.
Let's get you a petition for a Rick and Morty Souls game.
That'd be amazing.
One of the first comments here on Xbox Achievements by one of the staff is that seems that it's a Souls game with ranged combat. Has there not been ranged combat before in any of them?
There has.
So, oh, okay.
You know, Dark Souls, you've got bows and crossbows. Bloodborne, obviously, you have guns.
There are guns in Bloodborne, then. I don't know what the fuck this idiot staff member is talking about.
Maybe he's talking more about, like... I mean, the guns that are in Bloodborne are used more as, like, a parrying move, or... like, part of the up-close gameplay used in, like, chain combos and stuff. So maybe he's talking more in terms of, like, a Gears style of shooting, you know?
I think that's what he is, because the one part you did see in the trailer was a guy shooting an assault rifle from a distance. So maybe that's what he's referring to then.
Fair enough. So the other one that I was reading about, I'm very intrigued by this new game called Biomutant. Looks like an action RPG game It's a totally new IP. It sort of looks like, you know, Ratchet and Clank, Jack and Daxter type thing. And it looks very interesting. The trailer that I watched, there's a section of it where the main character is riding on this giant mechanical hand and using it as a weapon. Look kind of creative. I don't know. It just looks interesting. I don't know too much about it beyond that, but it's definitely on my radar now.
It looks like that old mascot to that old Xbox game, original Xbox game, Blinks the Time Cat.
Oh, all right. There you go. But yeah, interesting stuff. And actually, so obviously those are two new games. There was one thing that caught my interest regarding the new Call of Duty. It looks like the online is going to be treated a little bit differently than it has been in the past.
Thank God.
So you're still going to have your matchmaking and all that stuff, but I guess there's something called Headquarters Mode. In Headquarters Mode, it allows you to enter like a shared space with other players and be able to make private lobbies and compare stats and go on missions together with groups.
So it's a fucking guild.
Exactly. Exactly. Which
for I me, like it.
Like, dude, it's D-Day. Call, you know, World War II stuff. I like all that. Like, I think that's a great idea for Call of Duty. So it looks kind of interesting. We'll have to see what the execution's like, but it's got me more interested in Call of Duty this year than I was before, for sure.
So you never played last year's, right?
No, I skipped that. And the one before it, too, I think I skipped.
I would, if you have the opportunity to play last year's, I would highly recommend it. It was a lot of fucking fun. It did steal some gameplay stylings from Titanfall, yeah. So you'll kind of get that in there. But the story was actually pretty fucking good, and graphically, it was goddamn astonishing. So yeah. I'd give that one a whirl. I mean, it was probably a good 8-hour gameplay too.
Dude, so. I honestly, like, for console, I would play the shit out of every one of the Call of Duty games. I just wish that they would drop in price a little bit once in a while, you know? It's just, you know, advanced. Last year was Infinite Warfare, right? So the year before was Advanced Warfare. Advanced Warfare, when it goes on sale with the Season Pass, is still a $50 to $60 game digital. What the fuck?
Yep.
You know?
Well, it's because essentially you're spending $100 for the game, right? Because the season pass is no longer $19.99; it's fucking $49.99 or $39.99. What? It's like $40 or $50. So it's $100 to $110 for a fucking game. Like,
yeah,
are you kidding me?
I wish they'd say.
And it's just maps. It's not even like more missions. It's maps.
Right.
It's a fucking map.
At this point, why not just make like a free-to-play Call of Duty and then just charge for the fucking maps?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've been talking about that for, God, since we've been doing this show. I mean,
yeah,
that and Madden, which we'll talk about later, but...
Have you guys seen much about this Wild West Online?
Not really.
It looks like it's Red Dead Redemption. So basically, the website is playwwo.com. I just put the link in our little chat thing. Yeah. So essentially what it is a Wild West themed MMO built from the ground up for PC and feature world exploration, resource gathering, PvP combat, and PvE missions, and much more. Hmm. It looks like our cup of tea because we all love ourselves some Red Dead.
Yeah, I've got the trailer going right here. So third person and first person, it looks like. I mean, it looks like Red Dead. Yeah, I might be interested. I don't know. I think I would want to see... I'd want to see some of these missions in action. I'm just kind of clicking through this trailer right here. So he's on a horse. Wilderness looks pretty good.
I mean, it doesn't look bad, but... This is... And something I'll get into later, but... It doesn't look great. Like, It looks too old. And I... There is a limit still. This is definitely bordering on it in terms of graphics.
Yeah.
As pretentious as that sounds. Like, I mean, obviously, it's alpha, but, you know, this is like part of the reason I'm sure you can't get into all the old Nintendo shit, you know, because it's, you know, graphically really dated.
So I clicked on the buy it now just to see what the price points are here.
Mm.
Okay, so for $20, Steam key upon release and access to the closed beta, right? Now, fuck the mid-level. Let's say the maximum level, $60. It gets you...
Which isn't bad.
Sure, but the Steam key, closed beta, the closed alpha, early access to the closed beta, and early access prior to game release. Okay, so you get the game before anybody on a couple of different levels. But then, ugh, the in-game content. So there's... In-game, let's see, treasury notes, some kind of currency. Looks like there's four kinds of currency and a couple of land plots. Yeah. This is all going to be microtransaction to shit. Yeah, I don't
free know expansions. That. Let's see. Test the release during season one. Yeah. All additional content are free all players. Nothing says home like your own customizable abode. Buy a deed to one of the final, so that's probably that. All right, so it seems to be part fucking Sims, part that's too much work too.
Yeah.
Like no.
Yeah, it might be a bit much.
Could be shit. It could be really good. It all depends on if you can get the player base and how it evolves.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
the nice thing is this: up until the second phase of alpha testing, they'll let you refund. So I would now that'll be interesting. If they actually give people a notification, I'm sure they would have to, that it's entering the second phase of alpha, so if they want to opt out, now's the time.
Right.
How fucked up would that be if, like, more than half of the people who are playing it are like, yeah, fuck it, I want my money back.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fucking, that's putting themselves out there, if they're legit about it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, I'm probably good. It seems like there are some games where, and I know you guys understand where I'm coming from, but like it's just a little bit too much time to get into them. You know, it's just it's going to take too much of my mental energy to get to this.
It's like that Secret World game for me. Like, it looks fucking amazing, but. There's just so much content there. I can't get into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, this is the kind of game that, like, somebody who has been playing Fallout 4 since release, I have a lot of respect for somebody like that, that their focus can stay on a game of that volume for 700 hours, but I just don't have that kind of strength. I have other games I want to play, you know?
So Shadow Warrior is free on Steam.
Nice.
Awesome.
Real quick, I know it's not exclusively game related, but it looks like this news is breaking right now and
breaking news.
Oh, god damn it. Okay, so apparently Oh my god. Todd Phillips has been tapped by Warner Brothers to direct a Joker origin story with Martin Scorsese producing. Oh my god. Oh, Todd Phillips is the guy who made the Hangover trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How do him and Scorsese go together? Like, where is the...
Oh, God fucking damn it, man. You know what? This is karma. That's all that this is. This is... The Dark Knight movies were so fucking good, regardless of what anybody wants to argue. They were so fucking good... That now Batman needs to just fucking dip into the shit for a decade. That's just what it is. It's the way the world works.
Where do you go from there? Where do you go from there?
What Joker origin? They're God fucking damn it, man.
Did they do Killing Joke origin or
no? Well, there is no fucking Joker origin. Like, fuck this. Oh,
how
my
long
God.
Of How long of a movie that is, and B, the game that they make regarding the movie is.
Yes.
I can't talk about this. I'm going to get really upset. I can't do it.
We'll save it for small screen next week.
Oh my god. Fuck this.
You'll have a whole hour to rant about it on next week's show.
Fuck this. This is such bullshit. What are they going to do? Are they going to make the fucking Killing Joke? They just did that and they fucked it up. God damn it. God fucking damn it.
I love it.
So,
any other news? Speaking of, and any other important news we talk about before the real important news?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So, Jack over there sent me a text on Sunday saying, go buy it now. And to which I responded, I don't know if I can. And that regarding the old Xbox One X. However, Monday morning on the train ride in, and I saw it was available, and noticed that it wasn't available at a certain location, but others, I knew that if I made my purchase at this time, that I was pretty much guaranteed a console. So we have both pre-ordered the Xbox One X to get on release day.
Yep. Now, Project Scorpio Edition.
Project Scorpio Edition.
Now, did you pay for the whole thing, or just how much you put down?
It's pre-order.
Yep.
So I believe it's not charged until it ships,
yep.
But it's held. Like they kind of got it on reserve. So it's kind of off your card, but it's not off your card type thing. So,
but, yeah. So mine's an Amazon pre-order. I guess I got one of the last ones right when I put it through. I think the final damage was like 537
for me,
somewhere in that camp. Yeah. They claim that you'll get it on release day, so it'll ship in time to be at your doorstep on release, which is great, but I gotta be completely transparent about this and saying that, and I think, Kupka, you're on the same page as I am, if someone wants this console for, say, I think my number's gonna be 75% of the value, so 175% of what I paid, then I am selling this in a second, because yes. I don't give a fuck about it saying Project Scorpio on it. I just want the hardware. So if someone's willing to overpay, I will gladly let it go. So that's an offer to anybody listening to this show. So
how funny would it be if the whole first line red ringed to death and it was like that problem all over fucking again?
Right.
Have you looked yet to see what they're being listed as?
I have, but I'm not really paying attention to that yet. What I'm looking at is the PS4 20th Anniversary Edition, because it's been a year since that's been released. That was a hot item, same kind of thing.
Oh, that was the one that was like the colors of the original one, right?
Exactly. I looked that up on eBay, and I saw a fucking... God damn it. I saw a ton of like $1,000 lots, $1,700 lots... That would be fucking ideal. I'm not saying that it's going to get to that point, but I'm just saying that if people are willing to buy them at like two times the price, I'd be a fucking fool not to sell it.
Here is a product from a Scorpio Edition listed, currently bidding. I don't believe there's any buy it now, for $504.99.
Yep.
With $1,360 shipping and handling. I will be watching this just to see where it goes.
Yeah.
Because it ends, and he's smart. Because you can only list it for a certain amount of time. He did it for fucking a week. He's clearly, they're going to pay through PayPal, eBay. There's a money back guarantee. Like, this is a legit way to do shit, and the buyer's protected, so fuck. If this guy hits and sells for like that, I will throw mine up immediately.
Yeah.
Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, I will be like, I will ship this fucker next day air.
Yeah, there's no... There would be no downside. The thing is that right now, obviously, these are all going up online, and right now, I would say it's a buyer's market. Because if you notice, the ones that are being bid on, they're in the 300, 400 range, and they're going to stay there. The real... testament to whether or not this will have some longevity and increase in value is going to be whether or not they're able to honor the pre-orders that are coming out. So, I already saw a report that GameStop started refunding pre-orders that were made in-store in favor of the online ones. Which tells me that there may be a supply and demand issue. It looks like, I think there was a tweet from one of the Xbox representatives saying that the demand has far exceeded what they were expecting.
Because, if Nintendo has taught us anything, it's to limit your shit.
Right. So if we play this smart and if things work out the way that we would like them to, somewhere around mid-October should be where this reaches the peak value, I would say. Unless we hear something about, you know, Microsoft is manufacturing another million consoles or something like that. But
true.
But, you know, I think this could be a smart move if we pay attention to it. So I'll definitely be keeping an eye out as well, just to see.
So now, what does it mean to you then that it took almost 48 hours to sell out, like, everywhere, I would feel at this point? Because I went on to Best Buy before we started recording, and it was still in my cart because I put another one in the other day just to see if my thought process was right. When the thing that made me buy it and believe I still could get it was the fact that the closest store to me, which is a very busy store,
yeah,
didn't have it anymore. Like, right, that was not a store pickup option.
Right.
So I picked another one, and when I looked in the cart later that day, like, that one wasn't there anymore. And then when I went today, it was out. It was offline. Like, there was no store pickup. There was no shipping. So, do you think in the order processing will people be guaranteed, or is it going to be completely fucking random?
It's a great question, dude. I really don't know. I mean, I have never had a bad experience with pre-ordering something on Amazon. Not that I've pre-ordered a ton, but they do seem to be on top of their shit. I would think that if Microsoft is going to prioritize one retailer over another,
You would think there's got to be a guarantee, right?
Well, I would think that Amazon would probably be high in the pecking order just because they're taking over the fucking planet. You know what I mean? I don't know. I know that the consoles aren't numbered. It's not like they have officially said that it's a limited run of X amount of units. So that definitely puts a cap on the overall value. But if at a certain point they say that they're not manufacturing anymore, that'll be fucking Christmas for us. So we'll just have to keep an eye out.
Yeah.
So when you guys do get your consoles, what are you doing with your existing ones? You just going to trade them in, or?
I actually already lined up a buyer for my current console because the trade-in offers are not worth it. In my opinion. The best one that I saw for my console was going to be GameStop for $100 in mint condition with the controller. Now, no offense, but like, the controller alone is like, what, $40 at its cheapest? So you're telling me the console is $60? Fuck that. So I found somebody that'll buy mine at the same, pretty much the same cost, and somebody who will actually, you know, cherish the thing and enjoy it. So I'd rather do that.
I will be getting rid of one of them.
Yep.
I just got to figure out if I'm going to trade or... What I'm going to look for is, as it gets closer, you're going to get a bonus fucking offer from Best Buy or somebody, you know, get 75% more credit or something like that. And that is typically when I'll bite on that. Now, what I got to figure out is if that... I know it's in gift card form. I just don't remember, because I did this last time on a console, and I don't remember if it was forcing me to buy it for, you know, putting it towards a console. So if it does, I don't know if I can, you know, how I can finagle that without canceling the order and repurchasing the order, and I don't want to fuck any of that up, so.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah, so we'll, I don't know. We'll keep an eye
on it. Or maybe I'll, could be generous and donate it too, you know.
Yeah, it's not really for me to determine. All right, yeah. So that's where it's at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Anything else before we actually talk what the fuck we've been playing?
No, let's go on that.
Cool. Batch, what you been playing?
Well, played a couple things. One thing I can talk about, the other one I can kind of talk about. So since Law said that he was playing Dead Space, it kind of inspired me to do a little bit of revisit on the original.
So he's got me wanting to play too, because I finished the original not too long ago, and that was a crazy fucking freaky game.
Oh, absolutely. Right now I'm on... fuck it, I'll talk about it. I'm on level 7. So it's 12 levels in the game, so I'm a little over halfway through. And fuck, some of the bosses in that game are pissing me off.
Yeah.
Like, the one boss, like, on level 6, where it's that big, there's no gravity, where you can actually run around the room.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, like, the four tentacles you have to blast off, then there's the big mouth in the middle that shoots the explosive things at you. I kept running out of ammo, and not realize what the fuck I'm supposed to do, then I die. So on the sixth attempt, I had the aha moment that I can actually catch the explosive things with my kinesis and throw it back to him. So I beat him. But yeah, that game is fucking awesome. I'm all in. I think I'm going to do all three back to back, like I did Mass Effect earlier this game.
Sweet.
This year. So I played that and played a shit ton of more Fire Pro because they keep patching it and adding more features. So they announced earlier this week with the latest patch that you can now use custom entrance themes with MP3s. So,
nice.
So now you can add another layer of depth to have your entire roster with their authentic theme as they walk to the ring. And because it is a PC game, fans have started modding the shit out of it. So I have actually got authentic rings for Raw, SmackDown, ECW, TNA, old school WWF, and the amount of creative characters that people are making. Like last night, I downloaded all 1980s NWA wrestlers. So all the Four Horsemen, the Powers of Pain, Road Warriors. I love that fucking game.
Nice.
That's and I love awesome.
That they keep adding more features and listening to the fans. They've added also S1 rules, so essentially it's just like boxing rules. So no grapples, no running, three knockdowns, and KO. So now you can do boxing matches, so I have the entire roster of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out downloaded, so I can do fantasy matchups of that as well.
Jesus.
So literally you can do fucking anything in Fire Pro right now, and it's probably the best $20-$30 you can spend.
Cool. That's kind of awesome.
So that's the big two things that I've been playing this week.
Nice.
Cool. Jack, I think you and I can talk about pretty much everything we've been playing.
Yeah. I had a few things that you didn't, so let me get into
it. All right, why don't you do those, and then we'll talk, because I got one that I know you guys haven't played that I teased you about the other day.
Yeah, I think you and I played two of the same thing, but let me go off the list. So I kind of dipped my toes back into Titanfall 2. That's just it's just super fun. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. You know, I know that Moreno got a console and Law got a console. I recommended that they both get Titanfall 2 and start playing. I know Moreno has been fucking, you know, just a huge fan of it for the last couple of days.
The story on Titanfall 2 is phenomenal. I love the story mode.
Yeah, very cool. And the multiplayer is awesome, too. It's I will stand by this. It's still my favorite shooter of the Xbox One. So, really, really still loving playing that. And it had been a while since I played. They added a ton of new maps. And it's all free DLC. So they're really good to their fans, which is great. I hope that they get to make a third one. I played a couple of the Xbox free games with gold. I played a little bit of Trials Fusion, and I'll probably uninstall it because they somehow found a way to take all the fun out of the game and make it just the most egregious volume of fucking microtransaction bullshit. So I'm good there. I don't really need any more of that. Played the first few levels of Red Faction Armageddon. I played Red Faction Guerrilla at least two or three times through when I had it on PS3. Still stands as one of my favorite third-person action games just because of the environmental destruction in it and all that stuff. I mean, you know, I felt like the Red Faction games as first-person shooters were always cool for that, but taking it out of those caves and caverns and making it the surface of Mars with the ability to play game modes where they challenge you to blow up buildings in the most creative ways were really fucking fun. Red Faction Armageddon is okay, but I feel like they kind of forgot what made Guerrilla so great. You know, again, the environmental destruction stuff is really cool, but you need to be outside to do that stuff properly. And putting your character indoors in a third-person action game where he's fighting giant bugs, I feel like you're kind of missing the whole, you know, niche thing about what made the game special. And the graphics don't look that great either, so I don't know if I'll be coming back to this one anytime soon. It was very underwhelming.
Was that the one with the grapple gun? Or, like, the tether gun?
It had the magnet gun, so...
Yes, that's the one. I remember that one now.
Yeah, that...
Oh, yeah, 41,000 votes almost, at like 4.5 stars for Red Faction Guerrilla. And apparently I own it, so...
Yeah, it's awesome. This one, yeah, I mean, there are good concepts. You know, the gravity or the magnet gun is a really cool idea. It's just, I'm not willing to go any further in this game because it's just kind of annoying me at this point. So yeah, that'll probably be that. I finally, after years of, I think, three separate starts of this game, I finally finished Shadow of Mordor. Played it from beginning to end on Xbox, and now I'm sort of tearing my way through the separate DLC packs. It's a great game.
Now,
yep.
Sorry, which one is required to develop your character that interacts with Shadow of War?
So I believe, and I haven't really looked into this.
I thought it was just the main game.
I thought it was the main game.
See, because there's a mode in a DLC where you create those characters. So I feel that it's that, and I haven't taken the time to, you know, it's not like we're in front of computers or anything that has this amazing thing called Google that we can find this shit out. So go ahead and continue your talk about Shadow of Mordor while I find out.
Yeah. No, so main story was great. You know, the whole story of Talion, he fits right in, I think, with the Lord of the Rings lore. And he's a nice way to sort of introduce Celebrimbor as a protagonist in a story. And it's great because it's all tied to the One Ring. You know, he's the elf that forged the One Ring and, you know, was on Sauron's side, eventually betrayed Sauron because he realized he was evil and blah, 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 blah. One of the DLC packs is you playing as Celebrimbor, and what you're doing is you're going through Mordor and you're building the towers that you eventually find in the main game. So you go and you build each tower, and then you take over that area. So when you have that area locked down, all the orcs obey you. They don't obey Sauron anymore. So it's kind of a reversal of the whole game that you just played.
How long is that mode?
Well, I've played maybe 3 or 4 hours, and I'm about halfway through. So it's pretty cool, and you also get the One Ring, because Celebrimbor forges the ring and then takes it for himself. So he's, like, kind of taken over by the power of the ring, but you can use it in battle. So it slows down time and does a couple other things, which are pretty fantastic. It's a lot of fun, and it's almost like a bonus. It's almost like you get style points for playing that mode a particular way, and it's great. It's really great. I'm loving it.
Okay, so apparently, as part of the update to Shadow of Mordor that occurred back in July, players can enter the Nemesis Forge and export their highest-ranking orc rival and ally. Those orcs will join players in the sequel when it launches this October.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So as players of Shadow of Mordor know, one of the game's most interesting and talked about features was its Nemesis system. That system procedurally generated orc enemies with unique names, personalities, visual designs, rising and falling within their social structure. The Nemesis system gave players memorable rivals that you encounter again and again over the course of the game. So I guess it doesn't really say specifically, because I know that there's, unless that's what I'm thinking of, that the Forge thing's listed.
Okay.
And that's what it is, because I just got the Game of the Year edition, so like it's much different than the normal version, apparently.
Right. Right. Yeah, because everything's baked into it. So,
yeah.
Baked.
There you go. Cuppy, you've been in that a little bit, right?
I have. I've delved back in because I need to create, because they're not doing it for PC, I guess. Or no, I want to get it because of this upcoming revelation to our gaming careers.
Right.
It's going to be played on Xbox. So I played it on PC. I'm in the midst of trying to get 10,000 gamer points. I'm almost at 97,000 or 100,000 gamer points, not 10,000. So this was on my list. I went into it just like going fuck all, because I kind of followed it in the way things opened up for you when I first played it on PC, and I loved it the way that it played. A little frustrating this time around because I played it that way, going after higher powered orcs and things like that, realizing like, oh, hey, asshole, guess what? Instead of two people that's backing them up, there's going to be like 32 people backing them up.
Yep.
And you're not good enough for that shit. So I'm only halfway through this playthrough after about definitely 8 or more hours, where I should have been pretty much through it at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm on my way to finishing up. I'll clean it up probably this week, going into next. Definitely by Labor Day weekend, because I'll have that extra day to just do nothing but game.
Yeah. Actually, that reminds me, I'm honing in on 20,000 gamer scores. So
nice.
I paid for a lot of mine, believe me. I own a lot of shitty games on the 360.
And yeah, then the last one is the soon to what is it? A couple days now, but soon
today, I believe.
Is it today? I thought it was the 25th for some reason. But
yeah, you brought that up, and I believe it was today.
Yeah, Madden 18. So
yeah, I was gonna say, because I didn't think that was out yet when you posted that you were playing it.
Yeah, EA Access, bitch. Yeah.
That's right. So I perused online a little bit today just to see what people's reactions were to it. And pretty much across the board, it's being described as the best Madden game of all time.
I would disagree.
So I haven't had a chance to jump into everything yet. But as somebody who plays it every year, I really like a lot of the changes that they've made.
Oh, really?
I haven't tried the story mode yet. I got into Madden Ultimate Team, finally. It's not as overwhelming as I thought that it was before. So I started going through those. I played a couple of games online. I played a couple of games solo franchise. And I took a look at some of the customization stuff that's in the game. And I really like it. Now, I don't know if I can fairly judge whether or not it's the best Madden game of all time, because A, I haven't consistently played every Madden game, and B, I haven't played enough of it yet in enough distance from the last one to really appreciate all the differences. Because the one thing about Madden that they always forget to tell you is if you play it year-round like I do, it's a very smooth transition to the next game, because they patch the last one so much that it's very close to what the new one is. So the Madden that you get on day one is very different from the Madden you get on day 364, you know? But all that being said, I really like it.
That's the one thing EA does with all their games, is the tuning system that they done. Like, anytime I would log in, like, we talked about this the other day when we were playing, me being an NHL guy, and talking about the tuning update, like, because you had mentioned earlier in the day when we were just texting about some of the things that were kind of quirky. I'm sure that you see that patch probably at least 150 times in that 365-day season.
Right.
It's crazy.
But yeah, I really enjoy everything about it so far. Not least of which the fact that the game opens with a cinematic of Tom Brady taking the field at Gillette Stadium to the chance of MVP, because of course it is. But yeah, it's great. The quirks that I was talking about during our stream, they haven't happened again for me. So. Okay. I don't know if that was a temporary thing. Batch, I don't know if you were watching or not, but basically I played my first franchise game, and within the first, I don't know, four plays on offense, I had a tipped pass to an interception, then a tipped pass to an interception, then a tipped pass, which led to an interception, and then there was a tipped pass that led to an interception on four successive drives. Crazy. Now, the sheer odds of that happening are just astronomical. But it was happening, and there were a lot of these big play moments that just were insane. Like, you would get, you know, I'm playing a preseason game, you're getting a third string rookie running back pulling off a 95-yard run by, like, you know, driving through the fucking line. Like, it never happens. Now, I don't know if the game got patched since that night. I couldn't tell you one way or another, but I feel like it probably did, and that isn't an issue now. So we'll see. But so far, it's pretty great.
That's cool. Now, a lot of people are kind of crowing about the story mode long shot, and talking to you earlier today, something I thought would be an interesting talking point for the show tonight would be the addition. A lot of the sports games are now having these story modes. Mm-hmm. Now, with this one, you basically start as a high school player going to college, trying to make it to the NFL. A lot of big name, like sometimes they use actors, like the Cottonmouth from Luke Cage plays your father in this game. So he does, it looks like him. He did all the motion capture. I know they're doing it with the NHL, I guess the one that's coming out this year. They started last year with FIFA. NBA 2K has been doing it for the basketball for a while. How do you guys feel about adding these story modes to annual sports franchises?
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't play them. I play, like, and this, I'm glad you're into the Ultimate Team, and I'm glad you found it, you know, a little bit more, or not as overwhelming as you put it. I find myself going just more, it's weird. Like, I'll go to an online mode on this because it's just all about the game, and how it plays. Like, it gets to a certain point where the AI that you, like, computer opponent is either too much for you, or you just want to get away from the, you know, you defeat it. Like, you figure it out no matter what. Right. It teaches you to play the game of fucking hockey, and you take that online. And I'm sure that's how, when you told me what you did when we were playing Madden online and you were whooping my ever-living ass, like, I knew exactly what I was doing. I admitted to that. But, like, sure, you know how to run the plays. Like, you can't go online and play, you know, just shooting up the ice, because you're going to go up against a guy who passes the puck and plays the game of fucking hockey. And I'm really happy that you found Ultimate Team with that, because I think you're going to enjoy the shit out of that. So when it comes to the story mode, I just don't have time for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, what they did this year that, well, actually, so I guess I can speak to this a little bit. So my favorite mode from last year's game was Draft Champions. And what Draft Champions was there was a ranked mode and an unranked mode, and then a friend versus friend mode. So you'd go into Draft Champions, and every week they would update Draft Champions with, like, a certain pool of players, right? And you would draft 15 rounds. So you'd essentially do a quick fantasy draft. Each round of the draft, you had a selection of three players. Now, sometimes they'd give you three quarterbacks. Other times they'd give you, like, the greatest quarterback. So they'd give you, like, a fucking Brett Favre, a Jerry Rice, and a Night Train Lane. And you'd have to choose which position you want. But basically, so you would take the draft. You'd go through it quick. You'd get a randomly drafted team, and you play four rounds. If you lose in any round, then you're out, and you redraft, and you start again. But you play four games online, and that's what I would do all the time. I'd obviously have the Patriots as the team, but you draft all different players. So you could end up with a squad that's like Andy Dalton at quarterback, Odell Beckham at wide receiver, and Doug Martin as your running back, and then, you know, different skill position players that are rated highly. That would be totally separate from Madden Ultimate Team last year. So what they did this year was they took the Ultimate Team package and they encompassed not only the card trading aspect of it and the player collecting and the contracts, but they also included Draft Champions. It's now called Madden Ultimate Team Draft. So, goddamn cat. You could do the same shit, but it's just a little bit of a rebrand, so that everything in the game, when it comes to the online stuff, is a little more cohesive. So part of the Ultimate Team trepidation before was the fact that I didn't have to play it. Now that it kind of got my foot in the door and walked me through how it works, it's not as crazy as I thought it was. So, right. Okay. So it's really, I think top to bottom, a lot of the organization of the game is much smoother. There are less menus for things. Everything's a lot more direct. It has all the stuff that last year had, just organized a little differently, which is nice.
That was a glaring change to me immediately that I mentioned, was the interface. It looked a lot cleaner, a lot more direct. Yeah. So I'm excited for, it's one of the things that has me excited for the new NHL. So I may be purchasing that one on day one. It's been a couple years, so why not, right?
There you go. So yeah.
Yeah, I look at these story modes as like a way, like, cuz you guys are hardcore. You buy it every single year, whereas someone like me who may buy like a Madden every 4 years, it gives me another reason to try and get into it, cuz I'm not necessarily a hardcore stats guy or simulation guy. If I see there's a good story mode, if I watch some Let's Plays, then it just gives me another reason to play it, cuz I'll still have the football and things like that, but I love way that a lot of they do a lot of these modes is it teaches you the basics, so you don't have to sit through the tutorial. So by the time you get to the actual game, you know what you're doing. You know how to run plays. You know how to do all that shit.
See, I think that's a double-edged sword, though, because if they're going to start introducing a story mode, if it's successful this year, which it seems like by all accounts it's going to be, that makes it so that people who like the story mode are going to need to buy Madden every year to play the new story. You know?
So that'd be cool if... That'd be cool if you basically can follow the guy's career every year.
Well, and that goes back to where we talk about the subscription, which I'll discuss further when I get to what I played. But, you know, why don't you just fucking do that? The game engine is good. We're at such a point with our technology that you can either they've been paying teams to fucking do these 4K upgrades, which if they have been, God bless them, because all of them are fucking free. But you got to imagine that it's just like running it through a different rendering process to change the textures of it. Like, it can't be... It's a two-way system. Like, it can't be that difficult to do.
Right.
So why not just base fucking $30 a year, Madden? Like, I don't get it. I don't fucking understand it.
Yeah.
Any of them.
I agree.
I don't know. They need to... you're paying the guys regardless to create a new game.
Right.
So why not just have them constantly develop content for the new engine? And every 3 to 5 years, that create it like the fucking car industry. What is it? Every 5 years, there's like a completely new redesign. You have guys in the background creating the engine. For 5 years, you're working off of this one. And then it just steady flow. Charge them. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it's the fucking whatever political system you want to go down, but a subscription-based system for any of this shit just makes sense.
Yep. Yeah.
It just makes fucking sense.
Probably make more money, too.
Probably. I look at WWE 2K18 coming out, and I would kill for just a subscription version of that game.
Because it's not going to look any different, right? It's going to have the game...
Actually, they've completely redone all the game characters, so it does look a little bit better.
Okay, so, and this is the first time in how many years?
Since they went to next gen.
All right, there you go.
So.
Exactly. I don't fucking understand. Whatever.
So what'd you play, Cupca?
Are you done, Jack?
Yeah, all set.
All right, cool. I played, like we discussed, Shadow of Mordor and Madden. Said my thoughts. One game I've been playing, which was teased while Jack and I were playing over the weekend, it's a super secret fucking game. Now, apparently, I don't know if it's still going on now. I guess I could look it up until you find people. Sony is currently offering the yearly subscription to PlayStation Now.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
And it comes down to less than the $9.99 that Microsoft is charging for each month of the Game Pass. So
how much are they charging?
$99.99 for a year.
There you go. That's not bad.
Limited time offer. I thought long and hard about it. I looked at my budget, not where I want to be in the next 3 months, and said if I move this from this to this and this to this, we can still do what we need to do. And we can jump at this opportunity to purchase the ability to play many a PlayStation game for an entire year for the low, low price of less than $9 a month. Nice. So I bid at that chance, and the first thing I fucking loaded up was a little game called The Last of Us.
All right. Oh, giggity giggity.
Now, my weekend did not go as planned. Partially because I realized at about the 33% mark, which I am currently at, this is not a game to be rushed through.
No.
This is a game to slowly enjoy and digest.
What difficulty are you playing at?
I'm playing on normal.
Okay.
I thought long and hard about this because...
There's a lot of long and hard this week.
There is a lot of long and hard this week. Fucking sound drop. There you go. Anyway... There's so many games I want to play. The God of War series, the fucking Shadow of the Colossus game is on there. I thought about how soon Horizon Zero Dawn was going to be on there. I thought about playing on the strictly story mode, but I said, no, I can't do that. Yep. Went to normal. Currently 33% of the way through. I reached the point of where the package was originally supposed to be smuggled, and now I have to make alternative plans. Basically where I'm at right now.
Okay.
The first 10 minutes, the fucking intro of this game.
That's what I was about to say.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
fuck you, you emotionally crippling fucking cunt.
Yes.
Like,
that's exactly what I was going to ask you.
That is not... The trailers does not prepare a man for what happens in the first fucking 10 minutes of this goddamn game.
Correct.
Amazing. Just amazing. Looks great. Streams great. Kudos to play. No one I game with or talk to put out there that, hey, this is happening. So it seems to me Sony and PlayStation are just the most covert motherfuckers when it comes to this type of shit. Because had I known when this started, I would have jumped immediately because of the price. It's exactly where I want it to be. So if it's still available, I'm actually going to look it up for you fine people while I finish up my thoughts. Fucking jump on it because there's over 500 games, I think, available right now on PS Now. Still adding. It just makes, if you have a PC that can stream more than 15 megabits a second on your internet, fucking jump at it. It's an amazing fucking deal, and I can use my Xbox controller. The only thing I have to do is switch the shoulder button with the trigger button because of how this PlayStation controller is, but other than that, it's fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucked with PlayStation Now for the free trial when we talked about it earlier this year, and I really do like how it integrates into the PS4 interface as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, the ironic, hilarious thing about this is that for anybody who listened to the BingeCast this week, the first thing Law did when he got his Xbox was he loaded up the Google machine to find out where he could purchase a copy of The Last of Us.
Yes. That story was amazing and had me cracking up.
Yep. So hopefully he hears this and knows that we're mocking him. So.
Yes.
That's great, man. You know, with the, I think it released today, Uncharted The Lost Legacy. I was just looking at some reviews for that. That's very much on my radar, so it's pretty great that you're getting into this now. Really feel like The Last of Us is on the BioShock level of just the best games of the past decade.
It's a masterpiece.
Yeah, I got that feeling immediately. I'm just
fucking clickers though. Fuck those things,
dude. Seriously. So I was stuck at a point where I'm trying to figure out where the fuck I need to go, and I realized I had to look up for a moment to get over something. And yeah, fucking clickers. And I just, but it's a stealth style gameplay that's not frustrating, and that is what is so awesome about it. It is very accessible. You know, to put it in a way, and it's fucking great. It's a great fucking story. And I actually got into an argument with a guy when at pool last week because he's like, "Oh, isn't that the zombie game?" I was like, "No, motherfucker, it's an infected game." But there's a huge difference,
yes.
And it does it affects the overall impact of the story. Like, this is, you know, terrorist fucking infection type shit. This is not some, you know, bullshit zombie stuff. Like, this is something that could fucking happen.
Right.
And it's funny, though, because the way that the difficulty ramps up on harder difficulties, because you find much less supplies all over, so you kind of really have to micromanage, do I want to make that bomb, or do I want to make a health pack?
I'm already there on this difficulty. Like, I'm realizing that, and they tell you the first time it happens, like, dude, this uses the same shit as this does, so think about that. I think it's the shiv in the health pack. It's like, which are you going to prefer? I'm like, well, I'd like to kill a motherfucker if there's, like, six in the area, but at the same time, if I get popped six times into bullets, because that's the other frustrating part, it's so real. It's not a bullet sponge. Like, you have a limited amount of shit, and you can't beat on somebody while someone's shooting at you. Like, you will get shot. It's not like these other games where you have the ability to, they're gonna hold off. This is some serious thought behind some awesome gameplay. I'm fucking stoked.
Joel is the easiest cosplay ever. Don't cut your hair for 4 months, grow a little bit of beard, wear a flannel shirt, there you go.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about Last of Us, you know, now that you've played a bit of it, is you can totally see the influence on Logan.
Oh, yes, totally.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, so I loaded up my list right now. I got Uncharted Fortune on there, Sniper Elite 2, Sniper 2, Sniper Elite 3, Silent Hill Collection, Dark Souls 2, Ico, I believe that was.
Yes, highly... dude.
Ico all day.
Yeah. Resistance 3. Did you ever play Beyond Two Souls?
No.
You played it, Patch?
Yeah, I played it back in the day.
Okay, I remember hearing about that one, so I threw that one in there. The First Injustice is available, Mafia 2, Killzone, God of War, fucking 3, actually I think I put all of them in there, Uncharted, all of them are in there, Shadow of the Colossus. Now that's not a complete redo, right? Like there's certain levels in there.
From what I understand, the new Shadow of the Colossus, which I don't think has been officially released yet.
Not yet. It was announced, but...
Yeah, it's sort of a reboot.
So the one that's in here would be the original, then?
Yeah, it's the OG.
It's not, oh, nice.
Yeah, it's not a reboot. It's like an enhancement. Remaster. They've sort of...
Right, it's like what they did with Gears, where they kind of did most of it, but not all of it.
Well, and they retooled a couple of the game mechanics so that they're a little more cohesive. What those differences are, I wouldn't be able to tell you off the top of my head, but...
Okay, nice. So, all right, cool. So this is the original. Nice. Good to know. The Killzone games. Heavy Rain. Did you guys play that one?
Yes.
Always wanted to. Never got around to it.
Is it more... Like, that's mostly cinematic, isn't it? Like, there's
it's
a heavy...
It's all QuickTime
events. Same studio as Beyond Two Souls. Same game runner, all that stuff. Yeah. So, it, you know, if you like that, then... You'd like the other one, I would assume.
Nice.
Thanks, Jax.
A lot of God of War games. A lot of those motherfuckers.
Oh, so worth your time, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The first one was so frustratingly good. had a lot of fun with that one. Crazy Taxi, of course, I had to throw in there. And a bunch of shit I already have on Xbox, so I didn't really add them. But, yeah, a good list. I mean... For, like I said, $100 for the year. If I play three of these games, Uncharted, Last of Us, and one other, like, it's my money right there for sure. So, my goal is four games minimum.
Yeah.
$25 a game. I'm happy. I got my money's worth, but I know I'm gonna. I'm with this whole new sharing. I got to focus on my game plan. Like, I don't know. Things are coming together when it comes to my gaming playstyle, so I'm enjoying it. The only thing I got to fit back in is my goddamn Star Wars Old Republic, because it's been a while, and it's been neglected. So, got to get into that shit. So, yeah, that's basically what I played.
Nice. All right. Do we have anything else, or are we going to wrap this up?
I think we should wrap it up.
We're a little long. Let's wrap it up.
You're a little... No, stop.
That's what she said. Oy!
Yeah. Something something 708-406-9546. Something something iTunes, subscribe, like, review, follow us everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, blah blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah. I did that. I was gonna quote Arrested Development, but then I realized somebody could cut it as a sounder, so I'm not going to do that. So
did you blow yourself?
Logan, timestamp.
Right there. Timestamp that.
All right. Anything else, guys?
No, that'll do it.
All right. Then I say peace.
Later.
Ciao.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on BingeMedia.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget...
I can't get enough of soup.
Bob Odenkirk.